Welcome to the Job Interview Podcast. When I was an executive recruiter and search firm owner, I learned the importance of aligning specific, hard-to-find talent with some of the best companies in the country. The tiny details that make it easy for a company to say, yes, you're hired. As a director of talent acquisition, I conducted thousands and thousands and thousands of interviews. I know what makes a resume stand out, what goes into making a hiring decision, especially when there are multiple applicants, and developed Candidate Club's interview training process while analyzing what habits, characteristics, and interview performances made a difference and impact on applicants' careers. On the Job Interview Podcast, I take that decade of experience and give it back to you. I'm here to give you insider insight on how to prepare yourself for your next interview, stand out from the crowd, and help you progress in your career. This podcast is brought to you by CandidateClub.com. Hey, you probably did a search for interview podcasts to help you with your next interview. Just the fact that you thought to do that and put in the effort puts you way ahead of the curve. Great work. If you want to get hands-on and quickly train and prepare for your interview, check out CandidateClub.com. I designed it to be user-friendly and help job seekers of all experience levels learn, practice, watch engaging videos, download resumes, and more. This is part two of Zoom interview preparation strategies and techniques. Let's jump back into how to get yourself ready to go on your next video interview. I believe that video interviews are here to stay and will become the norm on hiring practices even after COVID-19 is over. Running a video interview takes a lot of battery power. Make sure that your computer is fully charged and plugged in before your interview. While you're at it, clean off your computer camera in case it's dirty with fingerprints. Make sure you have a good internet connection. If your location has a history of spotty or very slow internet, consider finding another clean and quiet place for your interview. You don't want to have your connection break up or drop during your interview. It's frustrating for both parties and makes you look unprepared to work remotely. You should wear the same professional outfit as you would for an in-person interview. Don't just wear a professional top, wear professional pants or a skirt as well. Outfits including blazers, dress pants, professional shirts, and professional dresses are industry standards. In case you have to move away from the camera unexpectedly, make sure that you look great top to bottom and not just the top half. Other programs slow your computer down, and videos, ads, and music can start playing unexpectedly. Your interviewer might ask to screen share to show your resume or show them your work in your portfolio. Make sure everything on your computer looks clean and organized as if they would look at it in person. You don't want to be late for your video interview because you don't have the program downloaded on your computer. Your interviewer will let you know which program to use before your interview. Make sure you have that program downloaded, up to date, and that you have an account ready to go. Most of these programs will work even if you haven't downloaded them, but most of them require your computer permissions to access your camera and microphone. You don't want to spend the first couple minutes of your interview figuring that out. I had a listener to this podcast reach out, and he went through the steps to prepare for his Zoom interview. And during the interview, the recruiter asked him to share his screen so he could show a website that he had built. Although he had Zoom downloaded and the account ready to go, he actually had to go into his Mac preferences and change the permissions so that he could share his screen with the program. He actually had to exit Zoom and restart the session. After changing those settings, the recruiter didn't mind and completely understood, as they should, but you really want to avoid that, and now you can by going through all those steps before your video interview. So before your interview, make sure you log in and do a practice run with a friend or family so that everything works as it should. Not being prepared for this will look bad to the interviewer and cause you to appear as a candidate that doesn't pay attention to details or plan ahead. Make your video interview work to your advantage. Print off your resume, the job description, company information, including their about page and Wikipedia if they're big enough to have one. Write down the names of the CEO, the top executives, and as much company history and talking points as you can. Leave this information slightly off screen and use a highlighter to mark areas you will need quick access to. We discussed some of this in the resume and job description breakdown episode. If you followed the steps in that episode, you will have great evidence that you will be able to look at during your video interview in ways that you probably wouldn't be able to during an in-person interview. This will not only help you be more prepared, it will also make you look more prepared and research for your interview. At the end of your video interview, you will likely be asked if you have any questions. Write down any questions you have before the interview. If they're answered during your conversation, cross them off your list while they are being answered. You can also quickly write down additional questions. This will help you avoid asking a question that's already been answered during the interview. It sounds simple, but if you're nervous and you already have your first question ready to go, it's easy to forget that you already discussed that earlier and jump in and ask something that a couple minutes were already spent covering. Try to keep your list of questions. I would say 2 to 3 would be optimal. If you have more questions, remember that you can always save those for down the road. You can rank them in order of importance so that the questions that you have to know the answers to decide whether or not to move forward with your interview are answered right away. Things you could ask about would be the company vision for the future, what the role is like week 1, and expectations by month 6. Ask what perks and benefits employees enjoy or what the interviewer likes about the company. More specific and industry-related questions can be added to the list, but don't dig too deep into questions that seem to grill the company about how they're doing, how stable they are, things like that. Make sure to wait until the end of the interview when you are asked to ask questions. Some candidates get excited and start asking questions in the middle of the interview. This can seem like a smart idea to show that you are prepared and engaged, but in reality, it throws off the interviewer's rhythm and doesn't look good. It interrupts the conversation and the flow of the interview that the interviewer prefers to follow. Between the last episode and this episode, we have covered 12 steps to help you prepare and look great during your Zoom interview. It's a brand new industry standard, and like I said, I think it's here to stay. So take these steps, start thinking about them now, prepare a couple days before your interview so you're all ready to go. And you're going to look and sound great. This podcast was brought to you by CandidateClub.com. Check out our interview training packages that are at low monthly prices. Start working on a package today and unsubscribe whenever you're ready. Go to CandidateClub.com. Check those out. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.